And now this is a dictation for Gary, G-A-R-Y, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, May 22nd, 56. Address as a letter to Dr. Wager, W-A-G-E-R, 352-8451. Dear Dr. Wager, follow-up for Mr. Moore, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension. Last visit is already 2.5 years ago. He denies in this period of time any hospital admission. There has been some weight loss, appetite down, 3 small meals a day, no reported nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, denies decrease in urine volume or infection, cloudiness of blood, no major nocturia or incontinence, denies any numbness, tingling, claudication symptoms, fluid or ulcers. He walks the dog 3 times a day. During that time, no chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness, no dyspnea. There is no orthopnea PND. Has not used any oxygen or CPAP machine, no rash. Review system done negative, no smoking alcohol. Blood pressure at home, 140s over 70s. Medication list review. Notice the HCTZ. Lisinopril discontinued, now on hydralazine only if blood pressure is high. Remain also takes diltiazem. On cholesterol management, insulin Humalog, no anti-inflammatory agents, weight 165, blood pressure 144/68, alert or intestine free, no respiratory distress, no gross skin, mucosal or lymph nodes abnormalities, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no major edema, non-focal. Chemistry is in June, creatinine 3.7. He has progressive chronic kidney disease. Since I saw him 2.5 years ago, kidney function is worse, representing a GFR 17, stage 4, almost 5, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium phosphorus, anemia 10.4, normal platelet count, white blood cell. Has a small kidneys, 9.5 bilateral without obstruction. Some degree of post-void large urinary volume at 194, but not severe. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, stage 4, almost 5, and appears progressive over time. Some weight loss and decreased appetite could be symptoms of early uremia. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. A patient might need dialysis based on symptoms. Symptoms develop usually around GFR 15 or less. Also, potential volume overload. We discuss about anemia and potential treatment if adequate levels of iron with EPO. Iron levels needs to be updated as well as B12 folic acid. We need to update for secondary hyperparathyroidism. potential vitamin D125, all monitor chemistries for potential phosphorus binders. Present levels in June appears stable. No need to change diet for potassium. No need to add bicarbonate replacement. He needs to prepare for potential dialysis. He needs to do education. We offer a smart class. We discuss about modalities, including home, in-center, transplantation, and AV fistula. We will follow on the next few months to make sure that all this is accomplished. Previously, there has been low-level proteinuria, not in the nephrotic range. Prolonged visit, end of vacation,